يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار.
O transformer of hearts and visions.
يا مدبر الليل والنهار.
O planner of night and day.
ای دگرگون کننده.
O transformer of our being.
دیدها. ای سامان دهنده بر روز و شب. یا محول الحول والأحوال.
Transform our being to the very best.
حول حالنا الى احسن الحال. حال ما را به بهترین حالها تبدیل فرما. تبریک عرض میکنم.
I congratulate
عید سعید
all Iranians in our vast and beloved country on Nowruz and the beginning of the new year, which is the first day of spring and the rebirth of nature. I also congratulate all Iranians living in other parts of the world. And who have great hopes for this country. I would especially like to congratulate the youth, men and women who have made great sacrifices for the ultimate goals of the revolution and the country. Those who have given theirs and their young ones' lives to the revolution and the prosperity of our country. The honorable families of the martyrs, the war's disabled veterans and their families, and all those who work for the prosperity of Iran. And I would like to pay tribute to our great Imam Khomeini, the founder of this massive movement of people, the one who started the development of the great Islamic Republic of Iran. Nowruz is the beginning of growth. This growth, as felt in the nature, can take shape in our hearts and minds and in our progression.
نگاهی بیاندازیم به سال 88.
Let's take a look at the year 1388.
اکنون به پایان اون سال رسیده ایم.
That has just ended. If you want to describe the year in one sentence,
در یک جمله تعریف بشود به نظر من
I think it would be the year of the Iranian nation.
سال عظمت و پیروزی این ملت بزرگ.
The year of victory for this great nation.
سال حضور تاریخی.
The year of historic and effective participation of this nation in spheres linked to the destiny of our great revolution and great country.
در سال 88.
In the early months of the year 1388,
مردم
people
بی‌سابقه خود
with their massive participation, created an election which was unprecedented in the history of our revolution and in Iran's long history. An outstanding zenith for our history. During the months that followed the elections, again the public in a great test and in a prominent and historic movement showed their participation, determination, perseverance, national resolve, and wisdom. As a brief interpretation of the events in the months that followed the elections, I can say the enemies of the country and the enemies of the Islamic Republic focused all their efforts and prowess on defeating this revolution from within itself. Our nation stood against this wretched and vicious plot, and with outstanding wisdom, perseverance, and resolve, brought the enemy to its knees. What happened during the 8 months after the election until the 22nd of Bahman has been filled with lessons and foreboding, and has actually been a source of honor for the Iranian nation. In the year 1388, the nation behaved with brilliance, and the officials also made great concerted efforts. Such efforts were considerable and deserve admiration. It is a duty of all impartial observers to appreciate such efforts and the work accomplished for the sake of the country's prosperity and development in different spheres. The officials have made great achievements in the scientific industrial arenas, in social affairs, foreign policy. May God reward them and grant them the opportunity to make good their further achievements. What my observation of the current status of the country and the huge capacity of this great nation and country tells me is that what we have done, what the officials and people have done, still falls short of the huge potential the country possesses for development. We are obliged to struggle more and make more efforts, much more than before. This part of the prayer we recite in the beginning of the year is interesting when it says, transform our being to the very best. It doesn't say make us feel better or bring us better day. It calls for the best feeling, best days, and the best situation. This is the aspiration of a Muslim. He wants to reach the best in all spheres. This year, we need to redouble our efforts to achieve what this prayer has taught us in accordance with the country's necessities and capacities. I've named this year as further diligence and further work, hoping that all officials, along with people with higher aspiration and concerted efforts, can take giant steps and move closer toward our high goals in different civilian and social fields, in economy, in culture, in politics.
بپیمایند و به هدفهای بزرگ خود انشاءالله نزدیکتر بشوند. ما به این همت مضاعف نیاز داریم.
We need this redoubled diligence. Our country needs this redoubled work. We need to trust God, seek God's help. We should be aware that ground is prepared for a lot of work. Our enemies target our nation's knowledge and devotion. We should strengthen our knowledge and devotion. With God's help, the path will be paved, barriers will be removed, and God's benevolence and glory will assist our nation and our officials.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.